My name is Kevin Kirk. I'm the Special Assistant to the State Veterinarian for the Michigan Department of Agriculture.
Okay, we're talking about tuberculosis in the state of Michigan and how it's being addressed there. Could you first tell me, what is the current status of TB in cattle in Michigan?
At the present time, we have no infected TB herds in Michigan. We TB test the dairy and beef herds on an annual basis in the modified accredited zone, that's our infected zone, as well as surveillance herds outside of that area, and so we've been very fortunate. We did find a captive cervid herd with TB earlier this spring, but that herd has since been depopulated.
Now, how is the Michigan Department of Agriculture addressing TB in the state?
Well, what we're doing is, because we're annually TB testing, that's one thing we're doing. The other thing that we've done and we've implemented several years ago is that we've created a system where all the cattle have to be RFID'd. We started out in the infected zone and required those cattle to have movement permits. We've since then expanded that statewide this past March, and it is working very well.
Okay, the question that you addressed in your presentation is why mandatory ID?
Well, the reason we went why mandatory RD right now is a couple of real reasons. Number one is faster mechanism for tracing animals that are coming from an infected herd. Number two, we feel that down the road it'll be a requirement to ask USDA to provide free status to the non-infected part of Michigan. And secondly, we're hoping in that same request that we could eliminate the TB testing of large dairy herds in southern Michigan that are 200 miles away from the infected zone that are basically self-contained. And so we're trying to get away from surveillance testing in that area if possible.
Well, we know cattle producers notoriously don't like anything mandatory, but what is the how have you seen the acceptance and compliance of the producers and the industry in your state?
We're very pleased with the compliance and acceptance of the livestock industry. There's no question that we've had resistance early on, and we've had some resistance even after March 1st this year, but when I see the numbers of cattle coming into the market, 95 to 98% RFID tagged, and the remainder are tagged right at the market so we don't turn anybody away. As I look at it now, it's a way of doing business in Michigan. They understand the importance of it. And quite frankly, a lot of producers say, why is USDA backing down? Why aren't they making their voluntary program mandatory like we are in Michigan?
How important has been the support of the livestock industry organizations in getting this program implemented?
Without their support, we would not have been able to implement this mandatory program. It is critical that you have the support of the stakeholders, have their willingness to work with us to help educate their members and producers, and it has to be a team approach.
I have to ask, how much does this cost and who's paying for it?
Okay, good question. We did receive a USDA grant initially back in 2001 to set up the reader assembly in our markets. We got $1.3 million and requested another small grant of another $300,000. We've been able to get some NAS money to help on premise registration, and that's been very beneficial. We've got a small $32,000 Homeland Security grant that's helped me upgrade some of the markets this past year. And then finally, I would say that the producers are paying for the tags, and as of this morning, they've bought over 940,000 840 RFID tags, and so it's kind of a three-way street partnership, you might say, federal government, state government, and producers are all stepping to the plate and helping pay for the program.
Now, this was implemented specifically for TB. Can the same system help with other diseases?
Yes, there's no question that we could use this very similar program for other diseases of other species, in all honesty. And so I think it's important that we move ahead because you never know what it'll bring tomorrow. The next disease outbreak could be tomorrow. We'd like to say we're prepared and maybe ahead of the curve.
What can other states and perhaps the federal government even learn from the Michigan tracking system?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think number one is to look at how you develop the program by developing a teamwork approach, building the foundation with the industry and your stakeholders. And number two, learn from what we've learned. In other words, don't go and make the same mistakes that we've made. You know, let's not be spending money. If we've made mistakes, and we have made mistakes, my recommendation is consult with us, and we'll tell you not to do certain things because we've been down that road, and don't be spending money. What we're trying to do is develop something that maybe could be a model for the other 49 states to implement and then cut a lot of costs, because that's one thing that we got to focus on is too often we spend money foolishly in the state or on the federal level because we all got good ideas. Let's take an idea that's working and try and make it even better.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Kevin Kirk with the Michigan Department of Agriculture.